Dear brothers and sisters, on this 17th Sunday in ordinary time, Jesus help us to understand how we have to react in our personal life about the relation that we have to build every day in prayer with our God. And he is teaching us the manner, the right way, how to present our petition to God. And the first teaching of this page of the Gospel is this: Jesus reveals us how we have to call God. God is Father, and we are all children of God. The best relation among children and the Father is to trust in His mercy, to trust in His goodness for His children that we are. And the question that moved the disciples to ask to Jesus to teach them how to pray was because they were observing every day how their master was spending time in prayer. Jesus, the Son of God, equal to the Father and to the Holy Spirit, was in the middle of the disciples as a person that invoked the grace, this relation, this love of the Father. And we have the second step of the prayer. When we stay in prayer, trusting that God is our Father, we experience the love of God. He takes care of us. He is worried about us. God remembers every day my troubles. When I, in sincerity, I am presenting Him what is not good in my life. And when we ask to God to fill our life with His love, we understand that the first reaction of a child in front of his father is to give Him glory and to say, "I thank you." The gratitude for life, because life we received in an act of love. My father and my mother, when decided to have a child that I am, they decide in an act of love. And we are the fruit of this love. And if my life is a fruit of love, we could imagine God, how great love has to reverse on our life. If we are ready to open our heart and to discover also the reality around is expression of love of God. A sunny day, a special meeting, to hear the birds, to see the sky, are examples of the care of God with us. The third teaching of Jesus today, when we discover that God is love and maybe our life is not conformed to this way of love, to spread out love around us, we discover also that we are sinners. And Jesus is teaching us that we have to ask pardon for our failures when we are in front of God in sincerity. I am called to love, and many times for ego, for envy, for temptation, for the passion, I am losing the possibility to maintain alive the love of God. And we are sinners. And Jesus say, we have to ask to forgive our sins because we are ready to forgive everyone who is indebted to us. When we are asking pardon to our beloved God, also we have to be ready for reconciliation. The family is the first school of this education of reconciliation. When the father and the mother interact with the words of reconciliation between them, and the children could understand how have to live in the family and the society. Because to be ready to say, forgive me because I was wrong, and immediately in this act of humiliation there is a reaction of love, benevolence. My dear Christians, how our life many times is very far about the model of Jesus. For this, the prayer, when is alive and we are spending time to pray without any hesitation, presenting to God all our necessities, all our needs. Probably we will experience the generosity of our God. And what we have to ask? Jesus, at the end of this page of the Gospel, says that it's right that you have to ask petition, the bread, the daily bread that sustains our life. But when we ask this daily bread, we have to ask another special daily bread. And Jesus says in the end of this page that this special daily bread is the Holy Spirit. If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? The Holy Spirit, the third person of the Holy Trinity, helps the Christian to maintain their testimony, their witnesses of life, in a very good manner. I will give you some examples. If a father, an husband, wants to maintain fidelity to her spouse has to ask every day the grace of the Holy Spirit to maintain this attitude that I have to respect my wife because I dedicated and I was making with her a compromise in front of God, deciding and promising perpetual love. Perpetual love. And when we ask this in the Holy, in the prayer, the Holy Spirit will protect us, will remind us, take attention when you are looking, when you are walking, immediately the image of your wife will come in front of you, the image of your children will come in front of you. This is fidelity, because prayer push me to be faithful. Also, this is the same teaching for the wife, to maintain honest life when you are working, respecting the goods of the others. The Holy Spirit remind me that according to the law of God, I have to respect the goods of the others and I have to avoid to become a thief. For a priest, for a nun, for a sister, if where we are invoking the Holy Spirit every day, we have to maintain shining our vocation. My dear Christians, the first reading also taught us that we have to bargain with God as Abraham. And who has the possibility to bargain with God? The possibility is the attitude of the righteous man. If I am righteous in front of God, in prayer, I have the possibility to bargain with Him. And God, you have to experience, is very generous, as was with Abraham. Maybe Abraham, if at the end of his contract, his agreement with God, should say, maybe there is one righteous in Sodom, because was he the righteous. Probably God had avoided to destroy that two cities. But the teaching of the Bible has also for us the moment to take decision, to make a good proposal for our future. And sure, all the good things with the secret action of the Holy Spirit are burning our hearts today. And may the Blessed Virgin Mary, who was with the apostles in prayer, invoking the Holy Spirit for the first Pentecost of the Church, stays with us today to help us how we have to pray and how we have to live the love of God in our life. Amen.